Well, I look at the equipment.
Uh-huh. Couple crates. Go ahead and rate a engineering systems. That's pretty cool. And you can add the perception.
I'm going to try the axe danger.
Yeah,
I'm going to use my sixth sense.
Two.
If there's any danger in walking outside of the script.
Okay, go ahead. The perception. Okay. Yeah, no, everything seems to be normal. You know, some people do have guns, but that's just normal for this world. So, what's the suspicion? Okay, what'd you get, 7?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, probably. I mean, they're not Federation senses. And, you know, they're probably not, they're not Klingon senses, but...
They're not right.
Well, could be a Ryan census. I mean,
I put down Ryan stuff.
Okay. Probably Ryan. It's got, you know, Ryan writing on it. It's close enough.
Yeah, okay, let's get to
I don't have engineering, so I can't do it. Well, okay. So, you know, they load the cargo, you
know, a couple crates. On your truck. Do you think
of course, this little upstanding gentleman with you. Any other time? Do you need anything else? Feel free to call.
What do you know about this Taylor person?
Taylor? He's practically my whole planet.
I guess so.
The head of Delphi Corporation. Very reclusive of late, especially.
What about his new security chief?
Yeah, not his new security chief.
Do you know when he started coming on board? Do you know if Kayla's reclusiveness coincided with that coming on board or anything like that?
I'm not too sure about the security chief or the security manager. I mean, Kendall's always been rather, the shy type. It's just in the last, 6-8 months that he's been become, virtually, he's pretty much dropped off. Nobody even sees him. Practically doesn't even go to board meetings anymore. Although, occasionally. It's just the major one. His business decisions have gotten a little worse. He's made a few bad, the corporation's made a few bad investments. There's some amount of dissatisfaction with the way things have been coming. But, he's done a good job of it, so he's probably just fading away. I don't really know anything about the spirit chief. That never really concerned me. Last I heard, he's always had he's probably always had hired mercenaries from usually Klingon or Orion. Occasionally, Federation, like Starfleet expatriates.
Since that current security chief is a Vulcan-based stranger.
Vulcan, you say? Huh. That is strange.
Isn't a Vulcan associated
with Mr. Sir Cousin? I do not believe so. I do not believe I even mentioned anything about it, because I just, you know, my source, anyway, I haven't talked to my source in quite a while. Anyways.
Thanks again.
Yes. Anything else?
Need you back.
Call the trade of
the equipment.
Yeah.
If you need one, person here, just tell him. I'm going to run to the source. I bet you. Probably always. But
mm-hmm.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
I've
seen that. I've
had enough. Anyone good at
tailing?
No. So you guys have any useful skills?
Not really. Although I think that our current employer is actually wrong on, so we're probably going to have a little bit of fun with that.
Our employer's wrong on? What do you say that?
Attitude.
He's not. He can't be a Vulcan. So.
He can't be a Vulcan when he's just becoming this defensive.
That's because he was raised in the Earth's world, the shared world.
Yeah,
you know those Earthers, bloodthirsty savages.
Yeah, we're actually not employed yet. He's one of my favorite. Well, anyway, I want to head back and test this sensor equipment.
So you head back, you're going to hook it up?
Yeah.
So that'll take you a couple hours, huh?
Meanwhile, any of you guys want to go back to the mission and have a lookout, or either that or go to the KO's headquarters?
What's different here and bug the hell out of the security chief?
Do you stay on your ship?
I'll make another phone call. We don't want to bug him. We want to recruit him.
This is true.
We don't even want to get on the fast back.
Perhaps just crank all the way to the not the right approach.
Okay, well, I'll make a call just to see if my message has been delivered.
Our
ship's been broken into, we want to hire a security component.
It's a bit pricey.
It is.
Perhaps we should contact the port authority.
Let's go to the countdown.
Well, I'm going to test
this. Okay, so you put it together and make a generic proposal?
It's always more interesting than you're not going to do it.
Bye.
Sure. Well, you put it together.
Curse one.
It works well with the sensor system, alright? It's far as well, and it's definitely better than what this tub has.
Yeah, okay, good. Something.
You're not too sure, if it's the Romulan stuff. Well, assuming it's the Romulan fishing system.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, what's...
See if you can tell the difference.
What's this proposal you have? The new system?
It's just a better sense.
See if you can tell the difference between humans and both of
them. I'm going to scan, what's the range? I'm going to try to, scan the whole town or whatever. Can I do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. I mean, it scans the whole town.
Right.
But your computers can't handle that kind of data. So, I mean, you're not going to be able to.
Not much. Mm-hmm. What do you do? I'm going to scan the Kalos estate.
Okay. Make a ship force system sensor roll.
Actually, we're going to detect that.
Yeah.
They what?
They'll probably
test
that.
Low level scan first.
Okay.
High level scan, they'll probably detect.
Data. Wait a minute. What role was I making before? Shipboard systems?
No, systems engineering. Put it together.
Okay.
And then shipboard systems.
Okay. Seven.
Seven. Okay. So you do sort of a passive scan of the estate of like 30, 40 individuals in and around. It's like a, you know, a block.
Okay.
A block.
So we go on to the high level scan. That's why you pick up on it.
Mm-hmm.
High level DNA scan.
Mm-hmm. They don't have any shields in place. We just beam the guy out.
I'm gonna persuade them to join. We don't want to kidnap them. That's kind of a mission, I think.
That's
true.
No, it doesn't.
Because we have our benefactor to worry about.
We're the good guys. We can't do that.
Exactly.
If the guy didn't pick up his messages, he wouldn't be spooked by the one word I told him. Because if anything, that should be the word that spooks him, gets his attention to us big time.
Why? Yeah. I mean, a whole armed hit squad coming in here.
The primary mission will get in the sensor gear, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got the sensor gear.
No, the primary mission was the guy.
Yeah.
This was the secondary.
Sweet.
I guess the secondary stuff.
Primary.
Oh. And so the mission is technically a partial success.
Let's see.
I don't see any nice way of getting a hold of the guy.
Any
nice way.
What do you mean? Like, you
want
to kidnap him?
No.
Let's walk over there.
Knock and do it.
Yeah.
Say one talk to this thing.
Yeah.
See what they do to push us off in prison. Which is probably drop the as a fire, but hello.
How will fit in the back, you said.
Be expecting that. We can leave her back to the ship and have her be in the side of things and untoward happens.
So, you got a few charged lumps this much.
Let's get our transporters and fine tune them to knock another transit.
Just a civilian model. You start the people are all spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
What you look for today?
Well, Wolfie's still hanging in the local tavern.
Nah, I'm not going to get it.
What happened? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Leave our weapons.
No.
Because I want to get into a firefight with these guys. I'll leave my weapon.
I don't do it. Okay. I'm the fastest. I don't fuck you.
Take them all out. Why
that should have been my idea.
I mean, if they capture us, I will. What year was it? What are they
going
to
do?
Kill us?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So alright. We were at the ship's computer to beam us out if we have our communicators.
Alright. Make a computer.
Well.
Programming one.
Dalek always beam us out and when we you stay on ship, right?
Yep, you stay on ship.
Four.
Okay, you set it up.
It actually work at check-in.
Yeah, where are your... Well, actually, you only have one community. So the other side of it is just being like the guy where it was communicated and then two nearest people? Or, I mean, you're just the guy with the communicator. You only have, you know, three cat transporters.
Mm. So bring a Starfleet communicators and sticking them out there.
No,
no. Bring a Starfleet communicators.
No Starfleet anything. Why don't we just go?
I'm not
even
sure where we're going. We're not
going to
be able to talk to
anybody.
Don't know
too
far.
Yeah, just like all investigations, you have to go everywhere. Stir up things.
You don't know until you try, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you just go to the front end.
Maybe. Perhaps.
I doubt it, but maybe.
Okay.
Maybe they could hold us less in once bound and gagged and not in conscious and all that, but.
Well.
Maybe.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Okay.
I'll put our communicator in some out of the way place, like inside my boot or something.
Okay.
Just in case we're searched.
Okay.
They're not going to check.
They'll probably do a pat down search.
They'll probably wave a little wand over us.
Maybe,
cup.
Maybe not.
You got in your pants.
No, bring a cup.
Wrap a cucumber in tinfoil and
put
it in your pants.
I love it. Okay, so you head over there.
Mm-hmm.
On arm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you walk over to.
Kalos
Estate. Okay.
So they're guards, right?
So you go to Kalos Estate and, you know, big.
You can claim to be a relative of the Vulcan, right?
No.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, big, nice looking place with a nice high fence for a, you know, guard fence. Some kind. You know, the road leads up into the gate. In the gate, there's a guardhouse with the EC4 or on it. There, you know, seems to be alert and ready. And as you walk up, you're there.
What's
what do you
the
want?
Name? He's given himself here, like Sato or something like that.
Flag.
That's the name that. That would be a prisoner, so yeah.
Hi,
you have an appointment? What's your name?
I am, Rana.
Rana, I see. I looked through the past. Nope, don't see an appointment for you.
Oh, can we make one here?
Alright, you have to call. We're just the door there. Move along.
So you try to make that pleasant, right?
I tried already.
Well, I'll fat hang on that shit. I'm sure if you told him we were here, he'd want to see us.
Well, make a charm.
Why don't I have to think like that?
I don't think that. I'll make a real sign. Well, I suppose a call wouldn't hurt, but actually, he's not in on you.
Oh, do you know where we might find him?
Well, he's probably. He's only. Well, I mean, Cable's at the corporate headquarters, so he's probably there.
Okay, then. Okay, thanks. Tell him the stuff, bye.
We weren't loitering, we're just listening.
Corporate headquarters, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right.
So you get to the corporate headquarters. A big, you know, building, very tall.
Good lobby. I'm getting a badge.
As you know, you walk inside the lobby, is you know, nice and big, but it's kind of empty. There are a few people. There's like two information desks, although only one of them is being manned. And there's a Tellarite at the information desk.
Tellarite.
Yeah, talking to the information guy. You know, lots of secret stuff.
Kiosk.
No, you don't see a kiosk.
It's all about product. Okay, I guess we'll go to the information desk.
Okay, so you approach the information desk. The Tellarite starts yelling at the information guy, saying, you know, I have a cargo delivered to Kalo. You know, the regular shipment every 7 months, and, you know, this time they refused it, so... So I need to see Caleb. And the information guy goes, I'm sorry, but I can't, you know, I don't make appointments. So the information guy, and, you know, you have to take any complaints you have to the complaint department. And then Tellarite starts getting mad. years I've been, you know, delivering, I'm shipping this copper. Yeah. Now everything changes without any notice. All of you. And the man is see Kayla. So, and, the information that is, you know, getting abusive. She should be, you know. I'll just call security. Tellarite gets mad, lunges for the information guy.
Whoa.
And he bounces off. Security field around the information room. And then he's going, so he yells at you, tell her a cuss word, which we'll get. And then stops off.
Wow. Interesting. Okay.
Then, you again?
Yes? Hello?
Hello. I'm back and I've got a friend.
Hello, we'd like to see,
let's see...
Flag. Well, you know, I'm not the appointment person.
The
appointment person is out this week.
Jeez.
You should come back next week. Make an appointment.
Come back next week, eh?
Yeah.
Well, could we have his extension or his, his office extension?
Well, you know, I really shouldn't give out that kind of information to you. What's a stranger?
Just an extension.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't like getting calls from other people.
Well, we actually, doesn't he have an assistant screen up?
No, he's Caleb's personal bodyguard. He doesn't have an assistant.
Okay. Well, we'd actually like some office security, so if you give us...
Well, I can give you security, over.
That'll be fine, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here you go. Have a nice day.
I examine the information. While I'm talking to him, I examine the booth and see where the power source of the shield generator is.
Knock out the shield generator.
We just like to close that door.
Well, you don't see anything obvious, so it's probably something that runs.
What do you do it, George?
What?
From the ground.
What do you do it?
I mean, you can see the little emitters and stuff. So it looks like it covers the top part of the water pipe. Well, you don't see any emitters on the water pipe stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a little, you know, there's a little place where you can, inside, so you can pass out stuff. Just place a paper.
You know, I can just wait in the lobby. When they come out, I start walking out, I can go walk up and start talking.
They probably should not have required an entry. But,
We can wait at the residence. Either way.
What does the badge for the corporation look like?
Just, you know, pretty standard badge with a little Delta Corporation logo. And then the name of the person.
I mean, this is just the standard information desk at the standard corporation. So if we hadn't found this information in the first place, one of us could go, I forgot my badge today.
What's your
ID number?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, it's just...
today's
my first day.
Make a
perception roll. You don't see anything, any exits from this room other than the ladies' restrooms. So make a perception roll. There are a couple cameras. Okay, so when you were talking to the information guy, you saw a couple employees come in, and they walked up to a part of the wall where there's a camera looking at it. And after a bit, the door opens up, and you can see inside of an elevator.
It's
the inside of an elevator, and then they walk in. And so it's like smooth with a wall. Always adventure, let me know.
Okay.
You need to tell her. Let me tell her it was an adventure.
Okay. I guess you heard her. You still get some message from me. Get an email address.
No, let's go ahead and call security.
Call security and
see when we talk to the guy. Let's see if this guy gives us someone around.
Okay, sure.
But when he asks for a name, I give that word.
Okay. So you call security. Security. Who's this?
What was the word that meant?
Kamenatri.
I'd like to speak with Scrap.
Flag.
Same thing.
Okay. What's wrong with police? You could have called. Well. Anyway. So he comes back for 15 minutes. I'm sorry, Mr. Splag was not wanting to speak to me.
That's unfortunate.
Mr. Kamala Trump. That's your real name. Security was pouring into the room.
Great, everyone. Including the receptionist.
I tried. I really did, but I don't think I did. Unless security really did come forward.
Yeah.
Right. Because this beginning will look like we're going to have to make a true nuisance of ourselves in order to get access to the guy.
Which is counterproductive.
Yeah. We can try to get captured.
What?
I even trying to get captured. It's not working.
True.
So, we can just set something up to help out with this. See if he comes back, or he goes and tell him or something. Or.
I call
the company phone, which has information.
Yeah.
Can I get the extension of Swag for his voicemail?
That's a restricted number, sorry.
Leaving the voicemail?
You can leave a message. or something.
Okay, well, I'll leave the message. I ran on. I have a business proposition for Slack. I'm going to meet with them sometime.
Uh-huh.
Good. And can you contact your dad?
Hello. That's a ship?
Ship, yeah.
Okay.
So, that's it.
All right. So now it's probably about... Do you actually look at the state?
Yeah.
Probably about to turn it back here. Yep. All the ambushes happen at night.
Yep. Well, we have no weapons. We can ambush this way.
True.
We're gone.
What's it going at?
No, we're
captured. That's actually my name.
What we're gone
at. What?
Then we'd be captured. Which is
well,
what
if we just bring this cheap bus?
No, it's not.
I could have a scene to board.
You. Have you been there?
And the two people closest to me.
Yeah. What happened? So what do you want to go?
We'll get back.
Get back to the ship?
Yep.
Until tomorrow?
Yep.
Yes. We'll keep our ears open. When we see.
I suppose we could do shifts and watch the rest.
And strategically position the cameras to look on the exterior.
Okay.
Or the sensors. The sensors are not good enough to do that.
Oh, yeah. Sensors.
At this point, you guys are all cool.
We're all cool.
You guys want to be together or not?
I'm not quite hungry.
Damn.
Are you hungry?
No, I need time to think. Gone off the track. Somehow missed asking people questions.